ראשון הלוכהי מסכת העלים והלולבים ומגפנים מהבנבים, the branches of the vine, and the lulavim, that's very soft, you know, and but it's still, and the megafonim is like a, it's not to be mistaken with the mu'al from the anovim. Megafonim is that it comes from the, you know, like it leaks from the vine itself, like the resin. Yeah, it's the madar, which are the earliest stages after the flower drops. Mutarimba, none of these things are considered to be pure yolk. And therefore, there's no Yisra Vorla on that. There's no Yisra Metar Avoy on that. They're even Mutar or Inazir, because they're not considered to be elements of Gepin. The Yasarimba Asherah, however, they are also, it's just Gepin with Me'evan. So then the eighth itself becomes us. The Yosyom HaSimadar is considered to be Orla, because it's racial clean. That's already the early stages of the fruit. Madar is the early stages of the grape. So it's a fruit. What do we have there on that? Hamamid Bishrafa Orla. Asur. Somebody who now makes cheese and uses the resin of Orla, that resin is the same as a tree, because it's a production of the vine or the tree that is used, you see, for eating purposes. Since it's a mind, it sounds awful. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Shamati b'Feirush, Shah Ma'amid b'Sraf Ha'Alim. The Bisraka Ikarim, if you're talking about resinous mutter, it's only Bisraka Pagim that's out there. Because that is a tree. So when it's talking about Sraka, it doesn't mean resin from the tree itself. It means the sharp part of the tree before it's edible. It's a pod. There it's also, that's part of the tree. Kukulut, which are ruined grapes, and the chartamim, razagim, ratemet shalahem, or Felipe Rimon vanit shalom, which is that little flower-like affair, you know, that sticks out right? on the rimon, yeah. Felipe agozim vagarinim asrim ba'orla uba'ashira uba'nazir. So this level is considered to be elements of fruit in it. So the male is offered to a nazir, certainly offered by Shira. It's mutarin, however, the netter avoy, surprisingly. So even though it's we say that it's considered to be offered, some of them because they're mamish peros, or zankukolot, which are Russian mekukal, even though it's looked at the netter avoy, however, there's a ribui for et piryo. Et piryo means that which is together with the tree. So even those things that the Gabina Travoy are not considered to be Paris, they're considered to be bottle to the Paris when it comes to Orla. So Orla is more common than that Travoy in terms of its inclusiveness. Na'anovlot, those are things that fall from the tree, or fruit that falls before it's really ripe. Kulan Asurot. Rabbi Yosef, Notin Yichur Shel Orla. You can take a sapling, you take a piece of a branch and use it to plant as a new sapling, so that's not a tree. But you could not take a nut from an orla tree and plant that, because orla is also bana'ah, and this way you're going to be menef on it. It's hard to keep talking. The ain markiv, the kafnio shel orla, you're not allowed to be markiv. This is already we're talking not about grapes, talking about tamarim, which produces kafnio. So the kafnio themselves are the equivalent of the shear of simadar by Gepa. And you can't take those kafnios, which are the very early stage of the growth of a date, and used the stick of which it comes to be marquise. Because over there, we're afraid that you may eat the castanets. And those castanets are orla because they're smada. Obviously, this is only true according to the sheet of Rav Yossi, who said that's smada asur. And the sheet of Tanakama, Tanakama said that's smada mutar. Castanets is always the same sheet. Yes, a branch on which castanets are. The cluster? No, this is a branch with a cluster. No, the cluster hasn't really developed yet. Gemara, Ha'ali Rabbi Lavi. Now, the Korah, the Mishnah, the Lord Rabbi, yes. The Mishnah says over here that Alim and the Lavim are not considered to be great products for a Mazir. Seems to argue with Rabbi Yezir. Tanya B'Shem Rabbi Yezir. Nikol Asher Yaseh Migechan Hayayim. Yikar Sanim V'Adad Lo Yachel. So it says, Nikol Asher Yaseh Migechan Hayayim. So Alim V'Alu Lavim B'Mashma. This is these Alim and Lulavim are also Begetter Gethan Hayayim. So, I mean, somebody's gonna take now great, you know, they use the leaves to make those cigars and so on. And they'll say that's not Geffen Hayayim. That's from the, it's certainly from the Geffen Hayayim. So the male of us included also. Tani Rabbi Yossi Omer, Simadar Asur Ben Azir, Yitnei Yishu Pri. Akasha, Yim Asur Ben Azir, Lamali Pri. And he's free, yes, there, but I don't understand. You're telling me that it's also Benazir, Mashka Baska Benazir, right? So if you hold that it's also Benazir, which is not dependent on it being a free, I thought Rabbi Eliezer just said that even leaves would be also. Because there would be from the Geffen Hayayim. And if you hold it's a free, so what does that do with Nazir? It should be also for everything, for almost all the other things that we mentioned. So the statement doesn't make sense on its surface. It doesn't make any sense. Yosef of Yitzchak Amar, Shuhu Asur Bekol. Indeed, from the Yitzchak, we see that Rav Yossi held that it was Asur on all of the above. And that's why I said that Neshu Pri is on everything. And that's how he put it. Rav Yitzchak Sha'al, Man Tama Ein Marsivin Bekafnion Shel Orlo. Rav Yossi. So apparently he held that since Rav Yossi says that Tzibandar is a Pri by guessing, he would be the man who holds that Kafnios is a pre by Tumoyim. And here it's not Negea Nozir, here it's Negea Orla. So you see that Enoch Inami, the Yitzchak took for granted that Rabbi Yossi was not talking about Nozir, was something that was wow about the din of pre. So, Tuyata Podeh, Enoch Podeh, Lo Boser, Lo Pagim. Now, you're not allowed to be put in Netzer Avoy, and there's no Indian being put in Netzer Avoy, a tree that's not developed yet, it's closer, it's far. Holy Rabbi Zvira B'Yiman Tagi Tamara, Shigit Kavru. He held that it is Netzer Avoy, but there's no din of Kalos of a Tikkun on it, and in the Mela you have to be covered. Says Rabbi Yonah, he asked, Avar Upadyo, Shema Eno Kaduri. Suppose a guy would go to be poded. What are you telling me? You're telling me that even to be avad, that you're not allowed to be poded. Where does it say that it wouldn't be chal, in opinion? You're saying that it's supposed to be kodesh yivul and so on and so forth. Okay, fine, son, that's the way I should treat it. But if I don't treat it like that, it says it's not chal. And therefore, you should say the tamathon tvura. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's certainly usable, isn't it? So, and why are you saying that I should bury it? What's the point of burying it? So, it's not my effect. It's being for us. Does it make sense to say that we should have to bury it? I mean, if I already cut it, yeah. And I already harvested it, so it's certainly like that's like it to be evident. I mean, I should be able to be quoted too. Rabbi Pedas, Rabbi Yosef, Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yeshua said, Shem Onu Davar Atah. Both Rabbi Shimon, and which we're going to explain, Rabbi Shimon And Rabbi Yehoshua both said the same thing. Taman Tanin Rabbi Shimon Omein Meketer Shri'i Mipnei She'en Opri. We know that Rabbi Shimon said that when it comes to the Keter, which is the Sarat, it's not considered to be a something higher than Shemitah, because we don't view it as a pre. Right? Now, what he seems to be talking about is the Sarat HaYilam. It's certainly a, if it's from a pre, it's a pre. So Sarat HaYilam is not considered to be a pre. Okay, so it seems to be the same thing as we say over here. I'm Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Zabat. Kamad Teva Taman. I love it to Rabbi Shimon. The same way that you say over there, you're going to say that just like over there, Aloka is to Rabbi Shimon against the Tanakhama. So now you're going to have to say over here that Aloka is like Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So would you say that over too, here too? That over here, the Sarat is considered to be a piece of wood, is that considered to be Chayat in Orla? Rabbi Yehuda, the Damehu, L'chol davar, that I should say, I mean, l'chol abed, all different meaning, you know? You're going to say over here, this is like if you say, I mean, l'chol abed, it seems to be referring to the stuff. Saying, are you suggesting that Shemitah is similar to everything? That should be the same din by Arla also? I mean, wouldn't we say that Keteth is but tell how you they sort of fall? But Iolanimo Batel Ayyadei Sorfo, when it comes to Orla, the Ketet is Bottle over here, because the only thing that the Torah answers is pre, and Sarat isn't pre, it's Bottle to the Yon itself. Yeah, Ketet, I know it's Sarat, I'm not saying it's Milti Akstap, Akstap is Sarat. But in Elon, what are you going to say? When it comes to Shemitah, it's not a din in a pre, it's a din in an Elon. So when it says Elon is bubble to its Sarah, so the Sarah that Elon has, you have on love for a minute, then it's crying when she is. Okoy Deima, Kedusha Shemitah Chalalim, and Kedusha's Orla Chalalim. I'll give you another example. You can't call it a pre when somebody's eating a behemoth, right? But still, it's considered to be to the approach the Kedusha Shriyas. So if that's the case, then somebody would buy it. So you're saying it's over here. A slack has Kedusha Shriyas because of the way in which it's a time not told beyond a torch of it. Masha'in came, it could very well be that maybe. Maybe over there, Rabbi Yehoshua would have been murdered. There's no way to know what he would have held by Shmiel. You can't bring a riot from one to the other.
This Orla al Ote Behemoth.
Well, but Shmiel, the condition Shmiel goes on to whatever it is that you ride. There's nothing like that in the Orla.
The Orla is only for
the Shri itself, as I said, well, yeah, it's like also the follows. I mean, so for yourself, Shri has a level of Kedusha that's following anything that you eat, the Kedusha Shri. As long as we said the follows, as long as you're.
Even
Ofer Deyman.
The Orla is
going to
be Ofer
Yahweh. Yes, no, the definition of what is considered to be a pre, right? Because by Shvius, anything that's an atolbio shaveh, even if it wouldn't be that burning, I first want to turn into charcoal, then even burning would be considered consumption. Except it's not shaveh. But it would be shaveh consumption. That's all you do with payment. But over there, it's for sure it's considered to be an atolbio shaveh. Over here, that's like all the pre. So there's no comparison. The standards, the criteria are totally different when it comes to Shemitah. What are you telling me? Because a costume like him over there, so I have to pass him for Yeshua over here. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua himself would be not over there. Omer Rabbi Bon, he's Lom Kori. We have another Raya. To the fact that they have nothing in common. The sheep of Rabbi Shimon and the seat of Rabbi Yeshua, the combination of Shmias and Orlov. No, I'll bring you a riot. Because we know it, that Rabbi Yeshua said over a Shmua. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Shmua, and Rabbi Shimon was saying B'Shem Jarmei. Rabbi Yeshua, he said Shamati, you know. He doesn't say anything. He says Shamati. He says Shamati. So if Rabbi Shimon there was saying the seat of Rabbi Yeshua, he should say that Shamati, because I mean Rabbi Shimon was at home, he was Makabalist. Why did he say Shamati? Instead he's saying something on his own. It doesn't pass him to say it on his own if it was a Kabbalah. So if you're going to tell me that the Kabbalah was true regarding Shemitah and Orla, why didn't he quote it? Must be that one has nothing to do with the other. Ramas Daras Tri, Pagan Tri, what would be the thing over here? When we say that somebody who's mining Bisrat Pagan, it's author, because it's a tree. So what exactly is the reason for this? Is it because the Pagan is itself Bisrat, so that's its usage as a tree? It's not really edible or usable for anything else. Well, the truth is, no, the pagan is the pagan, the priest is the priest. And it's just that because, since it's Orla, so Mamela, it turns out that you're being menet from the Orla if you use the swap of the pag. It's not that the pag itself is the Orla itself. It's a problem of being yotzin in Orla, being menet in Orla, but not that the thing is Orla itself. The difference would be, in Tamar, the swap itself is the priest. So then, I think in the Truma, if you would do the same thing for Truma, then it would be considered to be usher to a Zah. You wouldn't be allowed, to make cheese out of the Zah of Pagi. Masha'in came, if done one of these switches, of course, usher instead of which. In Tamar, Pagin tree, on the other hand, you told me that the pagan is the pre, but it's because it's also by law that the Srap is also, but then the also came the Truma is Mutter, because Truma is not also by law. Lama Shanayat Truma Mutter. Lanayat Orla Asura. So it makes a tremendous amount of community to figure out, are we talking about the Yotze, you know, also because of Yisra Hano? Or are we talking about the Etzem pre itself? In which case it would be true, Truma as well. On Kukalot Vahar Tanim, Rabbi Zeir, the Kadin Abonim, the Shem Rav, the Anavim Shalotu Ad Shalom Viushnish. The meaning of Ankalkalot is actually a shorthand for anavim laku talak. Right. So in other words, it's at the time that they were already maturing to the shear that it would make them enough, they were already mekukal. But before they were maybe shlish, so they lost a shame of a fruit. Over the Yosi Berevivon, afilu laku mishi viu shlish, even if the Likya was later, it would be the same thing, and it was also not depicted in the Kum. Okay. The very Lush is a Notrican. Anovin, the local Tavatihun. Rabbi Yosiomer, Notin Yehur. So, okay, the Mishnah says that according to Rav Yosef, you can be notia, Yichon Rav Yochanan, and Avav Nata Mutar, but Avav and Yekiv Asur. Even though you're not supposed to use an egot, if you went ahead and you used an egot, what would grow out of it is Mutar, because the egot is no longer here. The egot has become a bottle.
There's a seed.
Yeah, the seed disappears, basically. So therefore, it would be mutter. But avad be yekiv, if you took the branch of the kafnia and you did our kavah, then the kafnia is still here. So there we would have to take the usher because we're afraid over here that you may come to eat captives. A Goshel Orlah, he took in a Goshel Orlah and he went ahead and went against Allah. Shinotho. And he went and he was noteh. The same, Beitzat Avodah Zarah Shenaseit Efroah. The same issue would be, if you have an egg that was also Avodah Zarah, now the egg has disappeared. There's no simon of the egg. All you have is a chick. Just like all you have from that goes in the tree. Where's the ego? Where's the age? So the Chaga became Rabbi Yehoshua. It says it's a machlokus between 50 and Kahn. Kahn Amr Muteras, 50 Amr Asur. The Svor of Chizkia, Baita of Chizkia, Ech of Shala Bitzat Avodah Zarah Shenaseit Efroah. He is timing that it's Asur because of Hanor from Avodah Zarah. Because how could it be over here that the baker should be Avodah Zarah? So it must be that in Kishu Pascha, it's talking about that you did something to it, so then in kind of broke. It never would have turned it into a broke in the first place. In Kishu Yisnitzal, it's Yin Minakal Kalim, it's talking about that you brought it into the church and you offered it to the Kankal, you were using the same wash of Amkal Kalos. To the Makurkal over there, yeah. That would be the vendors of the Shwish. We said it to Moshika. So, also Kami. So, hold on a second. So, the Elu Yishtakavala, Lo Atra. It makes it mean to the Shimon HaKakavim. Atra, what are we saying over here? It's the same that bowing down to it doesn't make it us. So how, without doing a mitzvah, can you make it usher just by bringing it into the church? You could say you did do a mitzvah. There was a hole, let's say, in the wall of the church. You stuck in the egg, the plug of the hole. So over there it turns out, now you did a mitzvah that's called Tashmishavit Kachavit. It becomes our usher, Bama Usher, what's the problem? And that could be the case.
She can come from that.
Yeah, she can come from that. I think they make it, you make some purpose. Make some of them, yeah. Beitzat Ekdash, Shinaat Se Tefroah, Am Rav Yosef, Tzviki Bar Kahan, and Rav Yochan. Kahan Amar Asura. Rav Yochan Amar Mutara. Am Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Am Rav Yochan Amar Mutara. Af Hi Fodauta, Nizman Zaha. So, according to him saying that it's muteres, when it says muteres, doesn't mean literally you can take it from Agdash. He means that you can depota it, how much it was worth at the time of the Zriyana, how much it was worth as an egg. And you don't have to pay for all that raw, otherwise for sure you could depota it. Saying that it's considered to be vidui Agdash, and that's the thing that at that point, whatever it was worth at the time, that it was made, that's what you have to pay for it. That's what we're open to saying. And it doesn't mean you can stop paying for it. You have a Shanina, a Rabiona, a Rabiot, a Vishen Kahana, who dealt up his man Zorcha. So the Kanani, a Vishen Rabi Pinchas, Mitakanata, that he was Mitakain, say, the Kahana Omar Asura, who dealt up Moshihi. In order to make it clear what each one was saying, he was mitakeing the way that this was said over to say that the machlokas gufo was that according to Kahana it was usher, meaning that it requires sinyan, and it turns out that means obviously that you can never be manifest, and Rav Yochanan says muteres, meaning that you can be quoted even for its earlier value. Handling on Lakhanatel is young, but he never.